Galatians chapter 5 and then Luke chapter 13. John chapter 8, Galatians chapter 5 and Luke chapter 13. And whatever your custom is, whether you stand or sit for the reading of the word, you just go however your custom is. John chapter 8, Galatians chapter 5 and Luke chapter 13. Alright, what's the first one? John chapter 8 and then Galatians chapter 5. So Matthew, Mark, Luke and John chapter 8. Galatians chapter 5 and then Luke chapter 13. So let me read from John chapter 8, verse number 36. Let me read verse number 35. And when you're there, I want you to say amen. Amen. All right, in John chapter 8, verse number 35 and 36. And the servant abided not in the house forever, but the son abided forever. If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free. Let's read it together. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Then jump over to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Galatians right before Ephesians. And while you're turning there, I've got a couple of thousand people who are watching us on Facebook Live in the U.S. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Galatians chapter 5, reading at verse number 1. Galatians 5, reading at verse number 1. All right, read it with me out loud. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Let's read that one more time. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And then finally, jump over to the Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 13. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 13. And that's where I want to stay for the rest of the time. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 13. And if you dare, say amen. Amen. Let me read at verse number 6. He spoke also this parable. A certain man has a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereof and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on the fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why compass it the ground? And he answered and said unto him, Lord, leave it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dug it. And if it bears fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmities 18 years, and was bound together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and he said unto her, Woman, thou art loose from your infirmities. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, who Satan has bound, these 18 years be loosed from this bound on the Sabbath day. Okay, I want you to look at verse number 13. I want you to look at verse number 13. You can take your seat. I want you to look at verse number 12 and verse number 13. And when Jesus saw her, let the church say, saw her, he called her, say, he called her. He called her to him and he said unto her, woman, thou art loose from your infirmities. And he laid his hand on her. Don't miss this. Look at verse number 13. He laid his hands on her and immediately, let the church say immediately. Immediately. Come on, say it with authority. Immediately. Immediately. Right now. Right now. Right now. He laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight and glorify God. I love the fact that you got that scripture on the screen. I want you to just back up and go to particularly verse number 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmities 18 years. Y'all got pen and paper tonight? Got pen and paper tonight? I want you, if you've got pen and paper, or maybe if your pastor permits you, to write it in your Bible somewhere, wherever you gotta write it, whether you write it on a piece of paper, whether you write it on your t-shirt, whether you write it on your shoes, whether you write it on your hand, wherever you write it, I want you to not miss this. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmities 18 years. Y'all see that? How many years? How many years? You have to talk back to me. How many years? How many years? Now ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, what year is this? Okay, y'all missed it. Okay, y'all ain't ready for me. Y'all ain't ready for me. Ask your neighbor. Say, neighbor, what year is this? Come on, get an answer, get it. So this is 2018. Are y'all in ready for me? And behold, there was a woman that had a spirit of infirmities 18 years and was bound together and could in no wise raise up herself. But I came all the way from D.C. to speak a prophetic word over your life. And the prophetic word is in verse number 13. Put verse number 13. And when Jesus saw her, he laid his hands on her and immediately she was made straight. I came to prophesy that 2018, God is going to straighten it out. God, I wish I... Oh, I need you to give your neighbor a high five and say, in 2018, everything that was crooked, everything that was messed up, everything that was jacked up, he's about to straighten it out. Somebody holler, he's about to straighten it out. He's about to straighten your family. He's about to straighten your money. He's about to straighten your man. He's about to straighten your ministry. Somebody holler, straighten it out, God. Come on, sit down. Let me preach it out because you can shout it out. I want you to do me a favor. Stretch your hands out. Straighten it 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 out. Straighten my marriage out. Straighten my money out. Straighten my children out. Straighten my ministry out. Everything in your life is about to be straightened out before this year is over. Straight. Now come on and open your mouth and give God a straighten out praise. Every liar he gonna straighten out. Every gossip he's gonna straighten out. Every jealous spirit he gonna straighten out. Every spirit of infirmity he's about to. Come on, you may be seated. All of us ought to know by now that 18, somebody say 18, we have stepped into a year that is known as 2018. If you take some time and do a biblical study, you will understand that there are actually 18 spiritual gifts that lets you and I know that this year God is going to grace us with gifts. I said he's going to grace us with gifts. They are called grace gifts. That means there is nothing that you have done to earn the gift, and there is nothing you can do to lose the gift. The Bible tells us, for by grace, let the church say grace, for by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And one of the gifts that Jesus comes into our lives to give us is to give us life. He said, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy, but I have come that you may have life. And that you may not just have life, but you will have the abundant life. That you will live on another dimension. You will own houses you can't afford. You will occupy positions you're not qualified for. You are going to be seated in heavenly places because the Father has favored you. Grace is God, who is the superior, leaning in the direction of the inferior. Another definition for grace. Come on, sit down. We just talking. Grace is the superior God who leans in the direction of the inferior. Grace is God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace is God's redemptive act, covering everything. Grace, God covers my past sin. He's covered my present sin. And he's covered my future sin. That's why Paul said, what shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation, shall persecution, shall famine? No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. We are more than victorious. We are more than advancing. Jesus came that we may have life, and that we may have it more abundantly. But we also understand the assignment of the enemy is to try to keep us in bondage to the life that God has planned for us. The enemy knows he cannot, don't miss this, he cannot deny me, so he seeks to delay me. I said he cannot deny me because the steps of a good man are preordained before the foundation of the world. Before I showed up, my step was already ordained. Before I showed up, God already planned it. He already had a plan and a purpose for my life. And the enemy knows that he cannot destroy what God has already blessed. So his plan is to delay us. And when we get particularly to the Luke gospel, I want to go somewhere. In the Luke gospel that I read in your hearing, in Luke chapter 13, we are introduced to a woman who finds herself bound for 18 years. Before we get to the woman in the text, I want you to look at the context that is surrounding the text. Because before Jesus deals with the woman in the text, he has a conversation with the owner who has a fig tree. There is a fig tree that's been planted for 3 years. Jesus shows up looking for fruit in the fig tree that is planted, and he found no fruit. Don't miss this. The tree is planted, but it's not producing. And my brothers and sisters, in this season, God is looking for you to produce. I said, God is looking for you to produce. There is a fig tree that is planted, but it's not producing. producing anything. There is no fruit on the fig tree. When you study fruits in scripture, there's two kinds of fruits in scripture. There's first of all the fruits of the spirit that is found in Galatians chapter 5. But the fruits of the spirit is love, joy, peace, gentleness, goodness, meekness, temperance, self-control. Against those there's no law. Now don't miss this. In Galatians chapter 5, when it talks about the fruits of the spirit, you do not produce the fruit, you bear the fruit. I told you don't miss it, and you missed it. You are not the producer of the fruit, you are the bearer of the fruit. You don't produce the miracle, you're just the recipient of the miracle. You don't produce favor, you're just walking in favor. And that's why, I don't know why people are hating on you. You didn't produce the favor on your life, you're just a recipient of the favor. So tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, if you're mad that God has favored me, take it up with God. Don't hate on me. It's God who decided to bless me. It's God who decided to open a door for me. It's God that decided to heal me. You are not. Come on, sit down. We just talking. You are not the producer of the fruit. You are the. Put your hands on yourself. Say, I'm the bearer of the fruit. I'm the bearer of love. I'm the bearer of peace. I'm the bearer of joy. I'm the bearer of gentleness, goodness, meekness. I am not the producer of it, but rather I am the bearer of it. That's what John chapter 15 talks about. John chapter 15 says, if I abide in him and his words abide in me, he's going to produce fruit out of me. My assignment is to abide in him. And the more I abide in him, the more fruit manifests in my life. The more I stay with him, the more I pray, the more I intercede, there is fruit that's going to be manifested in my life. In John chapter 15, it talks about three kinds of believers in Nigeria. It talks about three kinds of believer. It talks about the believer who does not produce fruit. It talks about the believer who produce more fruit. And it talks about the believer who produce much fruit. Don't miss it. There is the believer who produce no fruit. Come on up here, my brother. Come on here. There is the believer, exhibit number one. He's in Christ, but he is not producing anything. Don't miss that. Because it said, if I find somebody who is in me who does not produce, he's in Christ, but he's not producing. He's not manifesting the life of Christ in his life. He's a carnal believer. He's saved, but not producing. And he said, when I find a believer who is not producing anything in John chapter 15, he said, this is what I'll do. I'll cut him away, or I will take him away. Then I will find, come on up here, my brother, I will find another believer, and this believer is producing some fruit, or he's producing much fruit. He said, when I find a believer who does not produce any fruit, I will reassign him. I will reassign him, because why would I leave him in the place where he is fruitless? Y'all ain't hear me. I will reassign him. He said, but when I find a believer who is producing fruit, do you know what I'm going to do with him? I am going to prune him so he can bear more fruit. I don't know who I came to preach to tonight, but God told me to tell you, whatever you've been through, it is not punishment, it is pruning for productivity. Oh, y'all missed it. I said, it is pruning for productivity. Every time the enemy try to cut you down, God is using it so he can promote you. He moves from the north foot. He moves from more foot. But then he has an encounter. He prunes him so he can produce much fruit. Put your hands on yourself and say, in 2018, I am going to be more productive than I was in 2017. I'm going to be more blessed in 2018 than I was in 2017. If you believe the word of God, open your mouth and give God a shout. Thank you. Every branch in me, put that verse back. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, don't miss that. he's in Christ but not producing. He takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it that it may bring forth how much? More fruit. Now, whenever we talk about fruit in Scripture, we talk about the first one in Galatians chapter 5, which is the fruits of the Spirit. But in John chapter 15, the second kind of fruit has to do with souls winning. It has to be with winning souls. Have you led anybody to Christ? Have you shared your faith with anybody? Have you shared the love of God with anybody? He said, when I show up, I'm looking for a fig tree that produces fruit. Now, in Luke chapter 13, he's in front of the fig tree, and the fig tree does not produce any fruit. And Jesus said, why should I leave it if it's not producing? Maybe I should cut it down, dig it up, and throw it away, because it is occupying space but not producing. That's what they had the conversation with. Then he said unto the dresser of his vineyard, behold, 3 years, somebody say 3 years, I've come seeking fruit on this fig tree and I find none. Cut it down. Why should God give you another year? Another week, another month? He said, I will cut it down because it is occupying a space, but it is not producing. Verse number 8. And he answered and said unto him, Lord, leave it alone this year. Okay, y'all miss your cue. Leave it alone this year, and this is what I'll do. I will till around it. I will dig around it. I will dug around it. Verse number 9. And if it bears fruit, well. I've come to tell you that 2018, God is going to give you some TLC. Oh, y'all don't know what TLC. You know what TLC? He said the reason why you may not been producing fruit is because you haven't experienced my grace. So the rest of this year, I am going to overshadow you with so much grace, you're going to have to produce. I need about 15,000 of y'all to open your mouth and thank God for grace and mercy. Grace is God giving you another chance. Here it is. He said, I'm not going to cut it down. What I'm going to let you do is I'm going to dig around it. I am going to water it so it can produce. Now, here's where you really want to get excited. This is a fig tree. Don't miss this promise. The fig tree is not in the church. The fig tree is outside the church. That means your greatest production is going to be outside and not inside. Ooh, are there any business owners in here? Are there anybody working? God told me to tell you, your business is about to prosper. Your business is about to prosper. Listen, for 3 years, somebody say 3 years. 3 years, your business didn't produce. But this year, your business is going to produce millions and billions. Oh, where are you? Where are you? 3 years. Come on, sit down. We're just talking. Now, if you live in America, can I tell you about America? If you live in America, whenever, don't miss this, whenever you are going after something, whether you want to buy a land or you want to buy houses, there is one thing they require. They require 3 years of your tax return. Now, my church is 2 years old, and I went to buy land last year in 2017, 10 acres of land. They asked me for my 3 years tax return. I told them my church is only 2 years old. They said, you're not qualified. But how many of y'all know in the year of favor? You ain't got to be qualified for the favor of God. I need you to pull your neighbor by the hand and say, neighbor, he's about to take the unqualified and make you qualify. He's about to bless you. Come in, press down, shake it together, and run it over. This is the year of favor. Somebody holler three. 3 years, 3 years, 3 years, 3 years to victory. Come on, sit down. We're just talking. 3 years, 3 years, you haven't seen a prophet. 3 years, you haven't gotten a raise. 3 years, your income has remained the same. But I've come to prophesy in 2018, it's on its way up. God, I wish. I said it's on its way up. I said it's on its way up. Somebody holler up, 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 up. Come on, say up, 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 up. It's on its way up. He leaves. Don't miss this. He leaves having a conversation with the fig tree, and now he transitioned from outside to now inside. He's now in the synagogue, another word for church. And while in the church, the Bible said he's teaching. He's teaching like how I'm teaching. And the Bible says while he's teaching, there is a woman. There is a woman. Now, brothers, you still in the Bible. Because if you look at the word woman and you take the W-O out, there is a man. God, I wish I had some. I said, there's a man. There is a woman or a man who had a spirit of infirmity. She had a disease. She had a sickness. She had a struggle. She had a battle. It's called a spirit of infirmity. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against spiritual wickedness in high places. And remember, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. This woman had a spirit of infirmity. Now she in the first. She's not the first woman or man in scripture to have to battle with an issue. There was another woman who had an issue for 12 years. There was a man who was at the pool for 39 years. So this isn't the first woman who's had a challenge, who's had an issue, who's had a struggle. Don't miss this. He is in church. My first point is the place. Look at the place. In church. In the wine press conference. There is a woman in the crowd or a man in the crowd who's been battling with something. And not only have you been battling with it for 1 year, not just 2 years, not just 3 years, not just 4 years, but for how long? 18 years. And what had attacked her in the spirit is manifested in the flesh. Because it said she was bowed together and could in no wise straighten herself up. She was bent over. She was in bondage. And she couldn't straighten herself up. The mere fact, the text says, she couldn't lift herself, lets you and I know she tried. Can somebody bring me a chair? Just bring me a chair. Just bring me one chair. Just bring me a chair. Just the fact that the text says she couldn't lift herself up implies that she tried. You're sitting on some chairs where you are. Do me a favor. Try to lift yourself up. No, 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 no. didn't say stand up. I said try and lift. Go ahead, try. Go ahead, try. You can't. Y'all see that? Try and lift yourself up. You cannot lift your... Now here's what crazy. Here's the amazing grace of God. God has given you the ability to lift other people up. Okay, y'all missed it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, y'all missed it. I'm gonna need somebody with more muscles. I don't mean no harm. I don't mean no harm. Man in the blue coat, come here. I think you can do it. Have you ever lifted up a 130-pound woman? Come on, come on, come on. Have you ever lifted up a 130-pound woman? All right, come on and try it. Try it. Okay, you ready? Okay. Okay, put your hands up. Walk around, walk around. Walk around. Walk around. Walk around. Walk around. Okay, put me down. Now listen. Sit on that chair. Sit on that chair. And try to lift yourself. You can't put your hands on your... Try to lift. He has the ability to lift me, but he can't lift himself. Tell your neighbor, say, that's why you need me. Because when you're in trouble, you need somebody to pray for you, encourage you, lift you up. Pull your neighbor by the hand. Say, neighbor, that's why I'm standing next to you. Because I'm about to lift you in my prayers. I'm about to believe God for you. I'm about to intercede for you. This shout is for your neighbor's blessing. This shout is for your neighbor's miracle. This shout is for your neighbor. That's why, Nigeria. You have to be careful. You see, there's certain ways we lift people. We lift them with our prayers. We lift them with our words. We lift them with encouragement. God has created us where we have the ability to lift everybody up but ourselves. You can encourage everybody but yourself. You can lay hands and believe God for everybody but yourself. You can pray for other people's children but your own. You can trust God for everybody's marriage but your own. Why did God give me the ability to believe God for everybody else but myself? It's because he wanted me to not depend on myself. God, I wish I had somebody. Tell your neighbor, say, it's not by might, it's not by power, it's by the Spirit of the living God. When you get up from your chair, it's because God lifts you up. If you believe that, open your mouth and give God a lifted up shout. Tell your neighbor, say, he gonna lift you up. Come on, say, this year he's gonna lift you up. He's going to lift you over problems. He's going to lift you over every situation. He's going to lift you over every circumstance. Somebody put your hands up because God's about to lift you up. Lift up your heads, all ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King? She could not lift herself. She tried, but she could not. Come on, sit down. You know why she couldn't lift herself? Because listen, Christianity is not about self-help. It's not about what you can do for God. It's what God can do for you. It's not about what you can do for yourself. She tried all how to lift herself, and she could not. I'm sure she lifted other people. I'm sure she ministered to other people. I'm sure she encouraged other people. So the first point was the place. Somebody said the place. Secondly, it's the person. And there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity. There is a person that I came to Nigeria for tonight. I didn't come for a crowd. I came for one person. I wonder who it is. I wonder who it is. I wonder who it is. I need to hear you. I wonder who it is. I wonder who it is. I didn't come for a crowd. I came for one person. That's why when Pastor Promise told me we were going to Nigeria, I never asked him how many people are gonna be there. Because I didn't come for a crowd. I came for one person in the crowd. I wish I had somebody in here touching him and say, God sees you in the crowd. He hears you in the crowd. You're not just a number, you a person. You're not just a number, you are a person. Here it is. A place, a person. Number three, a problem. A place, a person, a problem. An infirmity for 18 years. Tonight, God is going to take the worst problem and turn it around. God, I wish I said he's going to take the place where there is your greatest pain and turn it into praise. He's about to take your biggest problem, and he said by the time you jump up and turn around, I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it. I'm going to fix it. I'm not looking for no cute problem tonight. I'm not looking for no little problem tonight. God said, give me the biggest problem. What is the biggest problem? What is the biggest struggle? 18 years. This spirit has reaped havoc on your life. 18 years battling with something, depression, low self-esteem, battling with self-doubt for 18 years. And not only has it affected her internally, but it has a bend over that she cannot straighten herself. But look at the act called grace. It's right there in verse number 12. And when Jesus saw her, Jesus, I need you to touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, he sees you tonight. That's the wrong neighbor. Say, he sees you tonight. Come on, that's the wrong neighbor. Say, I said, he sees you tonight. In this big crowd, Dr. Jazz can't see everybody, but I know somebody else who knows your name. He sees you in the overflow. He sees you outside. He sees you in the back of the auditorium. Somebody ought to say, he sees me. Now, the reason you ought to get excited there is because whenever God sees something, he fixes something. Oh, yashata da da sikende. He never sees it if he ain't gonna fix it. I said, if he sees it, he's about to fix it. Somebody said, fix it, 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 Jesus! That's what he did. That's what he did with the children of Israel who were in Egypt for 400 years. They were in bondage. Joseph had them down there, and then Joseph died, and there rose another Pharaoh who did not know them for 400 years. They were in bondage for 400 years. They were taskmasters in the books of Exodus. They were being oppressed by their masters, and the Bible said that God saw their affliction. Oh God, that's a word right there. He saw their affliction. He saw it and he decided that he's going to give a prescription. The first P is place. The second P is person. The third is a problem. But number four, there's a prescription. I said for every problem there is a prescription. I said for every sickness there is deliverance. For every struggle there's about to be be a breakthrough. I didn't come to play church in Nigeria. I came with a prescription in my head. I came with something to tell you that there is a balm in Gilead who is able to heal all of your diseases. I came to tell you that healing is the children's bread. I've come to tell you no weapon that is formed against you will be able to prosper, and no tongue that rises up against you will be able to stand. He sees. Somebody holler, he sees. The text says, and when he saw her, he called her. Don't miss that. This is the act of grace. He saw her, and then he saw her, and then he, look when he called her. He called her to him. Not to an organization. Not to the government. Not to a church. He called her to him. Don't miss this. She's got infirmities, but he still called her. Some of you are missing your calling because you think because you got infirmity, God can't use you. You're missing. But your pain is a place for your platform. I just said something. I said your pain is a place for your platform. Tell your neighbor, say, you better learn to dance with broken bones. You better learn to shout even when you got infirmity, because your praise is your weapon. If you learn to open your mouth and throw your head back, deliverance is coming your way. He called her. He saw her. He called her. And then he says to her, in Bishop Jake's voice, woman! Okay, y'all missed it. I need a Bishop Jake's voice right here. He called her and he spoke a word in the words of Bishop Jake's. Woman! All the loose people, praise him. If you know you're getting delivered, praise him. If you know he's about to heal you, praise him. Woman, thou art. Loose. Everybody on your pew is getting loose. Everybody on your pew is getting delivered. Everybody on your pew is getting a breakthrough. Somebody holler loose. Now, have y'all heard of Bishop Jakes? Have y'all ever heard of Bishop Jakes? He has an amazing conference called Woman. I've had the privilege of being there. I've had the privilege of preaching on the Woman Dot Loose platform with over 80,000 women, 200 and something plus country. This is where he gets his platform message from. And promise, no preacher dare to preach that text. That's Bishop Jake's text. Hallelujah. If you came out of seminary, they told you, if you're going to preach a familiar text, then you ought to bring out something unfamiliar. If you're going to do justice to the text, you got to say something that Bishop didn't say. If you're going to be true to the text, you ain't got to tell me woman down loose. Bishop was here earlier. He already told you that. He's been doing it for 18 plus years. So how dare you come to Nigeria, Dr. Jazz, and take the Bishop text? You better say something new. I've come to tell you, there's another dimension. I came to tell you, there's another dimension. Can I just add on the bishop? You see, for 18 years, you've just been shouting over the fact that God
God has made you loose. But I need you to look at the next verse. Immediately she was made straight. Oh, shatadadasi. Immediately she was made straight. That's the prophecy. The prophecy is God already loosed you. He's about to straighten it out. Oh, I need somebody to open your mouth, throw your head back, and act like you lost your mind. Pull your neighbor by the hand and say, he's about to straighten it out. Somebody say, straighten it out. I said, somebody say, straighten it out. He's about to straighten it out. I come to prophesy. Y'all ready? He's about to straighten your family out. He's about to straighten your finances out. He's about to straighten your job out. He's about to straighten Nigeria out. Somebody open your mouth and glorify God. Come on, glorify God. Glorify God. Glorify God. Praise God for the strengthening out. We move from glory to glory. 2018. Everything that's been crooked. Everything that's been bent over. Everything that's been bent down. He's about to stand it up. Oh, I need somebody to stand up. I need you to stretch your shoulder. I need you to lift up your head. Now listen. My time is up. I gotta get. Listen. Listen. Look at the assignment. It said, as soon as he straightened it out, she glorified God. Come on, stretch it out, pull it up. 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 Straighten out, stretch it out. A child, a marriage, a problem, a sickness, a struggle. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Straighten it out.
There's a person, there's a problem. There's a prescription. He saw her. He called her. He laid his hands on her. And immediately, not only was she loose, thank you, Bishop Jakes, but the second dimension is she was. Because listen, listen, God didn't intend for you to be loose and still bend over. I said, God didn't intend for you to be loose, but you're still bend over. Immediately, that woman who was bent over, and one of the Pharisees, y'all know what Pharisees are in Nigeria? That's a, you know, religious people, said, why would Jesus heal her on the Sabbath? They were upset. They were angry, indignation. And Jesus began a conversation. There are 6 days in which men ought to work in them. Therefore, come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. Verse 15. The Lord then answered and said, thou hypocrites. You take care of your donkeys and your oxes, your loose's ox or his ass from the stall, and lead him away to water. In verse 16, and ought not, don't miss this, the first P was the place. The second was, the third was, the fourth was. I really thought that the center of the message was on the fact that he straightened her up. But God gave me another addition to another level. And he said, this woman, being a daughter of Abraham. I came to Nigeria tonight to tell you, God's about to reposition you. I am releasing the Abrahamic blessing over every house. And he says to Abraham, I will bless them that bless you. I will curse them that curse you. I am about to make your name great. I am about to open doors that no man can close. Because you are the sons and the daughters of Abraham. Stretch your shoulder, lift your head, and lift your hands. Because this year, everything that tried to wipe you out in 2017, every crooked thing, every bend over thing, every bend over person, 2018 is the year where he's going to. Strength is coming in your shoulder.